Hare Krishna
Prabhu.
Conference still going on? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, can we continue?
Yes.
Sorry, I got this.
There is some disturbance, Mr. Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Sorry for the interruption. Let's continue. So there were many caste-conscious Brahmins in Navadvip who became very envious of these non-Brahmins joining the Sankirtan movement of a top-class Brahmin, Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a first-class Brahmin. The Smartha Brahmins had no problem with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they had problem with his non-Brahmin followers. How could they chant the mantras from the Vedas? How could they be accepted as first-class people? So Srivas Thakur had a neighbor. His name was Gopal Chapala. Gopal Chapala was a Smartha Brahmin. He was a caste-conscious ritualistic Brahmin. And he was a very prominent Brahmin. Actually, he was a kind of a leader, a spiritual leader in Navadvip. And when he saw the friendship between Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur, he could not accept that. How can Haridas Thakur, who is born in a meat-eating Mlecha family, how can he be accepted as a first-class Vaishnava? Gopal Chapal was so caste-conscious that if a Shudra even walked in front of his house and the shadow of the Shudra even fell on the walls of Gopal Chapal's house, he would have his entire house cleaned with cow dung and cow urine and Ganga Jal to purify. That is how rigid, that is how orthodox he was. So he could not tolerate that the Vedic mantras are being chanted loudly on the streets. No, the Vedic mantras are supposed to be chanted silently. Vedic mantras should never be heard by the Shudras. And here is Srivas Thakur, who is also a first-class Brahmin, and he is inviting Haridas Thakur inside his house. Advaita Acharya is giving the Shraddha plate to Haridas Thakur of all the Brahmins, of all the people. Gopal Chapal could not reconcile these things. And slowly but surely, his envy towards his neighbor, Srivas Thakur, increased. As Srivas Thakur's followers increased, as Srivas Thakur became more and more popular, more and more famous, his house became more and more famous because of the Sankirtans that were held in Shiva Sangan. Side by side, Gopal Chapal's increased. As Srivas Thakur became more popular, Gopal Chapal became more and more envious. But Gopal Chapal did not realize that he is becoming envious. That is the nature of the human mind. It is a defense mechanism called rationalization. We rationalize our thought process. No, I'm right. What Srivas Thakur is doing is wrong. Where does it say in the Vedas that you should chant and sing on the streets like this? Where does it say that you should invite Shudras in your house? This is nonsense. Srivas Thakur is a threat to the Hindu society. I have to do something to stop him. As a responsible Brahmin, it is my moral duty to stop Srivast Thakur from corrupting the Hindu society. In this way, Gopal Chapala, in his mind, he was convinced that what he is going to do is right. So one night, Gopal Chapala took some ingredients which are used by some materialistic people in the worship of Kali, like intoxicants, wine, meat. He took these untouchable things and placed them outside the gate, right in front of the house of Srinivas Thakur, so that early in the morning, when people go to Ganga for Ganga Snan, they will see all those untouchable items kept outside Srivast Thakur's house, and the people will come to know that actually Srivast Thakur shows that he is a Brahmin, shows that he is a Vaishnav, but actually he is eating meat, he is engaging in intoxicants, and he is doing Kali Puja. That means he is not a first class Brahmin. In this way, to destroy the reputation, to destroy the social status of Srivast Thakur, Gopal Chapala conspired. But in the morning, when Srivast Thakur wanted to go for Ganga Snan, and he noticed, as soon as he opened the gate, he noticed those abominable items outside his gate. What did Srivast Thakur do? He thought that someone wants to prove that I am very fallen. I am fallen. It is a fact. So let me broadcast it. For example, if someone believes that the car that we are manufacturing is the best car in the market, and then there is some auto magazine which gives a 5-star rating to that particular brand of car, then what will the car company do? They will make a big billboard, they'll make a big hoarding, and they will show a photograph of their car, and they will say, rated number one car in its class, and they will give quotation that this magazine has rated us as number one, and they will broadcast that review to the whole world. Similarly, here, let's try to understand Srivast Thakur's psychology. He's saying that someone wants to prove that I am very fallen. Someone thinks that I am very fallen. Even I think that I am very fallen. So let me broadcast this review of mine. Just like the car company believes that their car is the best, and when someone agrees with them, gives them a review that says they are, yes, they are number one, the car company will immediately broadcast that review to the whole world. Similarly, Srivast Thakur, being a genuine, humble Vaishnav, thought that people are giving me so much respect. They think I am a intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful to me. They think I am a pure devotee. But actually, I am just a humble servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am just a menial servant. I am lowly. And now someone wants to prove that I am lowly. Someone wants to prove that I am fallen. Yes, let me broadcast it. That was the psychology of Srivast Thakur. Whereas Gopal Chapal's psychology also we analyzed, how he rationalized and how in his mind he was convinced that he had to harm Srivast Thakur. He had to stop Srivast Thakur. So Srivast Thakur went to neighbors and he called all of them. He saw people going to Ganga for Ganga Snan. He called them, come here, look. Look, today I have been exposed. You feel I am a pure Vaishnava? Just see. Just see. I am so fallen. I am so fallen. In this way, Srivast Thakur admitted to something that he had not even done. So we have to analyze our hearts. We like to hide what we have done. We do not even admit to things that we have done. Here is Srivas Thakur admitting to something that he has not even done. But the neighbors, the residents of Navadvip, they knew the pure character of Srivas Thakur. They did not believe him. They did not take him seriously. In fact, some of them volunteered to quickly come and clean up the mess outside his house. And that was the end of the story. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not appreciate the behavior of Gopal Chapala. Gopal Chapala did this early in the morning before Brahma Murta. That same day, he got leprosy. Now, normally leprosy has an incubation period of several months, which means once the bacteria, Mycobacterium leprae, gets into our system, it takes several months for the symptoms of leprosy to become manifest. But here, Gopal Chapala got the symptoms of leprosy that very day. It was not the beginning stages of leprosy. It was full-blown leprosy. He had ulcers. His fingers fell off. His nose fell off. And in those days, there was no cure for leprosy. And leprosy is a contagious disease. So the rule was, if anybody gets leprosy, that person had to leave the village and go and stay either alone in the forest or in some leper colony somewhere in the forest. These people were outcasts. They were not part of the society because people did not want leprosy to spread. So Gopal Chapala was immediately sent to the forest. Gopal Chapala, who wanted to ruin the social status of Srivast Thakur. Gopal Chapala, who wanted to ruin the reputation of Srivast Thakur, within a day, lost his status as a Brahmin. Because of his ulcers and his oozing wounds, he could no longer participate in any puja or yajna. He lost his house, he lost his family, he lost all his possessions, and he was banished from the society. He had to leave. In one day, Gopal Chapal lost everything. His life became worse than death. Gopal Chapala was living alone deep in the forest, quite a distance away from Navadvip. He had no food. He had to survive on the wild fruits and roots that grew in the forest. He had to drink some water from the river. He had to protect himself from the harsh elements of nature, from the wild animals. He had to protect himself from the envious snakes in the forest. Just see. Gopal Chapal had become like an envious snake, wanting to bite Srivast Thakur. And now he is having to live a life of pain and fear in the midst of envious snakes and angry tigers and leopards. This suffering really made Gopal Chapala repent his actions. There was no doubt in his mind that what he is getting is a reaction for his vikarma, for his sinful activities. Few weeks later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to pass by through the forest where Gopal Chapal was staying. As soon as Gopal Chapal saw the beautiful form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his leprosy ridden body, he somehow ran toward Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from a distance he offered his dandavat pranam and prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am sorry. I am sorry for my offenses. Please forgive me. Please liberate me from this suffering condition. I know you have given me this suffering as a reaction to my offenses. I am begging you, please save me from any more suffering. I understand my mistake. I regret it. I will never do it again. Please forgive me. Please save me. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the genuine and honest plea of Gopal Chapala, he cast his merciful glance on Gopal Chapala. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya, the most merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to the beggar Gopal Chapala. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have offended Srivas Thakur, and for this offense the punishment would be that you suffer like this for a million lifetimes. And the most merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned around and walked away. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supreme mercy on Gopala Chapala. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Antaryami. He knows our hearts. He knew that Gopal Chapala is sorry. He knew that Gopal Chapala repents his behavior. But Gopal Chapala wanted to escape the punishment for his sins. He had not become completely purified yet. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Gopal Chapala had not come to the platform of becoming eager to receive Krishna Prema. No, he was not ready yet. Gopal Chapala's motivation for saying I am sorry was to get relief from his suffering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that he needed some more time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left him. Sometime later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from Kesho Bharati Maharaj. And then he went to Jagannath Puri, and now he was living as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the sannyasi. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on South India Yatra. After 2 years, he came back to Jagannath Puri. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu developed a desire to go to Vrindavan. All this while, Gopal Chapala was suffering. Suffering alone, deep in the forest, with no family members. His children had left him. His wife had left him. His friends had left him. He had lost his home. He had lost his Brahminical status, of which he was so proud. But this suffering really made Gopal Chapala introspect about how great Srivas Thakur was, how pure Srivas Thakur was, and how envious he was, and how contaminated he was. Gopala Chapala did some serious introspection. And in his heart, he fell at the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur and begged forgiveness. He could not go in person because he was not allowed to go in the village. But mentally, every day, several times, he begged forgiveness. He regretted his offenses. And his heart was now becoming purified. Sometime later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, came to Navadvip Dham, to a place called Kulia. This is the most merciful place in the most merciful dham. It is called Aparadha Bhanjanera Pad. It is the place where the offenses are forgiven. Kulia. When Gopal Chapala heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they have come to Kulia and he is giving mercy to everyone, Gopal Chapala somehow mustered up the courage to go and take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopal Chakravarti came, Devananda Pandit came, all the devotees, the students of Nimai Pandit who had criticized him for chanting the names of gopis, all those students came to the Aparadha Bhanjanera Pad, Kulia. Gopal Chapal, from a distance, saw the beautiful form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he had given up all his expensive silk clothes, his jewelry, his beautiful long hair. When Gopal Chapala saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given up all the comforts and luxuries and accepted the austere life of a sannyasi just to save and reclaim envious fallen souls like himself, Gopal Chapal's heart became overwhelmed with grief. I have caused so much pain to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have caused so much pain to Srivas Thakur. Actually, Srivas Thakur was not at all pained by what Gopal Chapala did to him. Srivas Thakur was pained by what happened to Gopal Chapala after what he had done. Srivas Thakur was praying for Gopal Chapala. He was praying for Gopal Chapala. That Krishna, please give your blessings
to him. He's suffering for no good reason. He's suffering. Paradukha dukhi. That is a Vaishnava. Very simple. Gopal Chapal is thinking, I have given so much pain to Srivas Thakur. I have given so much pain to my Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he became overwhelmed with repentance and guilt. But at the same time, he had hope in the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then from a distance, Gopal Chapal offered his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From a distance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was surrounded by thousands of devotees. Gopal Chapal, with his leprosy-ridden body, could not go in the midst of so many people. From a far distance, from the outskirts of the forest, Gopal Chapal beholded the beautiful form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered his obeisances. Taddhenu kampam susamikshamano Bhunjana evatma krutam vipakam Rudavakva purbhir vidadhan namaste Jivetyo mukti padesa dayabhak. Brahmaji speaks this beautiful prayer in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the attitude of a devotee who is suffering. Taddhenu kampam susamikshamano. Eagerly awaiting the anukampa of the Lord. Bhunjana evatma krutam vipakam. Considering that all the vipakam, all the sufferings that are coming are atmakrut. I have created them by my own sinful activities. Bhunjana, and he endures them. Tolerates the suffering while accepting the mercy of the Lord, earnestly waiting for the mercy of the Lord. Rudavakva purbhir vidadhan namaste. And with heart, words and body, offering obeisances to the Lord. Jivetyo mukti padesa dayabhak. Person who lives like this, in this spirit, is eligible for mukti. Mukti from the offense. This mentality frees us from our aparadha. Aparadh. Radh comes from the Radharani. Aparadh is something that takes us away from Radharani. Makes us Radha Shunya. Makes us devoid and deprived of the mercy of Radharani. That is aparadh. When Gopal Chapal offered his obeisances this time to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not pray that my leprosy should go away. You know what Gopal Chapal prayed? From a distance he offered his obeisances and with gratitude he thanked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this leprosy that you gave me has been the greatest blessing. Thank you. This leprosy has brought me closer to you. This leprosy has purified my consciousness. Yes, it has polluted my body, but internally it has purified my consciousness. I was able to introspect. I was able to beg forgiveness. So thank you for this leprosy. As soon as Gopal Chapal thought like this, Krupa Kataksha, the merciful eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Srimati Radharani, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the mood of the most merciful Srimati Radharani, glanced upon Gopal Chapal. Although surrounded by a sea of thousands of devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Gopal Chapal and asked him, to come closer. He told Gopal Chapala, you have offended Srivas Thakur. First go and beg forgiveness from him and then come back to me. Srivas Thakur was standing close by. Gopala Chapala went running with his leprosy-ridden body, so many ulcers and sores on his body, so many flies sitting on those open sores. Gopal Chapala went, and from a distance, with great humility, he fell down like a danda in Dandavat, offering his obeisances to Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur offered his obeisances to Gopal Chapala. Gopal Chapala said, please forgive me, I'm sorry, I offended you. With tears in his eyes, Srivas Thakur said, you never offended me. My heart is pained to see what has happened to you. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants me to forgive you, then tell him that you never offended me. But still, if he demands my forgiveness to you, then tell him that I have forgiven you. And I am praying that may Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestow his highest mercy on you. Please go. Go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After receiving the blessings and permission of Srivas Thakur, Gopal Chapala again came running to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And again he tried to offer obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his long arms, caught hold of Gopal Chapala, pulled him closer, and embraced his leprosy-ridden body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pressed the body, which was full of ulcers, against his own beautiful body. And in full view of everyone, with that tight alingan, with that tight embrace, not only was Gopal Chapal's external body cured of leprosy, but Gopal Chapal's heart also became cured of the leprosy of false ego and envy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Gopal Chapala, never offend Vaishnavas. Always glorify Vaishnavas. Chant the names of Krishna. And always be in the humble mood of Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Sahishnuna. Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated Gopal Chapala. And Gopal Chapala got a name, a new spiritual name from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Gopal Chapala was purified of his offenses. We will conclude today's class by reading a very beautiful Vaishnava bhajan written by a very close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavana Vasi Jata Vaishnavera Gana Prathame Vandana Kori Sabara Charana. Simple Bengali, if you hear attentively, you will understand. First of all, Prathame Vandana. First of all, I offer obeisances unto the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan. Vrindavana Vasi Jata Vaishnavera Gana Prathame Vandana Kori Shabara Charana. Nilachala Vasi Jata Mahaprabhur Gana Bhumite Padiya Vandan Sabara Charana. I prostrate I prostrate at the lotus feet of all the Neelachal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Puri associates. Navadvipa Vasi Jata Mahaprabhur Bhakta Shabara Charana Vandan Haya Anurakta. I glorify with loving attachment the lotus feet of all of Mahaprabhu's Navadvip associates. Mahaprabhur Bhakta Jata Gauda Deshastiti Sabera Charana Vandan Koriya Praniti. I offer glorification at the lotus feet of all the Bengal devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Je Deshe Basi Gaurangera Gana Urdhva Bahu Kori Vandan Sabara Charana. Urdhva Bahu, I raise my arms upwards. I pray to the lotus feet of all the followers of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in whichever country they reside. Je deshe baise Gaurangera gana Urdhva bahu kori vandan sabara charana. Haiya chena haiya bena Prabhur jata Dasa sabar charan vandan dante dhari ghasa. Ghas means grass. Dante dhari means holding it between my teeth. Holding a straw between my teeth, I submit at the feet of all the servants of Mahaprabhu that will be or were. Past, present and future, all devotees offering obeisances. Brahmanda tarite shakti dhare jane jane Eveda Purane Guna Gaya Jiveshune. Gopal Chapal was a learned scholar of the Vedas. But see how he offended his own guru. How? Because all the Vedas are compiled by Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva's guru is Narad Muni. And Narad Muni came as Srivas Thakur. So here is Gopal Chapal, a learned Brahmin, learned scholar of the Vedas written by Vyasadeva, and he offended the guru of Vyasadeva. And Narad Muni's guru is Brahmaji, and Brahmaji was Haridas Thakur. And he offended him also. Just see how much regret he has. I have listened their glorification in the Vedas and Puranas, which declare that each one of Gaura Bhakta has the power to deliver the whole universe. Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane Jane Eveda Purane Guna Gaya Jive Sune. Mahaprabhur Gana Saba Patita Pavana Tai Lobhe Mui Papi Loe Nusharana. Look at his humility. Knowing the devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu as purifier of fallen, I have come with great anxiety to surrender to them. Vandana korite mui kata shakti dhari tamo buddhi doshe mui dambha matra kori. He is criticizing himself. What strength do I have to pray? But due to my ignorance and pride, I do so anyway, as if I have so much qualification. Tathapi mukhera bhagya manera ullasa doshakshami mo adhame karo nija dasa. Even though I am dumb and unable to express my greatness, their greatness, still Sri Gurudev has given me Harinam, full of blissful pastimes, and my heart is joyful. Excuse this fallen soul and make me your servant. Sarva vancha siddhi haya yama bandha chute jagate durlabha haya prema dhana lute. They give the perfection of all desires, including liberty from death and even rarest wealth of prema bhakti, not available anywhere in this world. Manera vasana purna achirate haya devaki nandana dasa ei lobhe kaya. Immediately the heartfelt desires will be fulfilled. Being intensely anxious for this Devakinandan Das, praise to all the Vaishnavas. Manera vasana purna achirate haya devakinandana dasa ei lobhe kaya. this beautiful Vaishnav song, Vaishnav Bhajan, consisting of 12 stanzas, is written by a great associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Devakinandan Das Thakur. Now the sweetest thing is, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated Gopal Chapala, he gave him a spiritual name, Devakinandan Das Thakur. This Vaishnava Bhajan was written by Devakinandan Das Thakur, who previously was Gopal Chapal. This is how Devakinandan Prabhu, who was Gopal Chapala, spent the rest of his life. In the association of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just look at his bhajan. It has nothing but the glorification of the devotees. He is glorifying the devotees of Navadvip. He is glorifying the devotees of Vrindavan, glorifying the devotees of Neelachal, Jagannathpuri, glorifying the devotees of every country. Glorifying devotees. That is real transformation. That is transformation of the heart. That is purification. Unfortunately, we have to go through pain and suffering to become purified. We will become purified if we have the right attitude. Otherwise, when we go through suffering, we ask, Krishna, why are you doing this to me? And we become bitter towards Krishna. So these stories are extreme examples. Gopal Chapala got leprosy that same day. Doesn't happen anymore. This was special mercy because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present. Spiritual activities bore immediate result. People would get Krishna prema immediately. Sinful activities bore immediate punishment, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present. Amogha got cholera, the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Gopal Chakravarti criticized Haridas Thakur, got leprosy. Gopal Chapal criticized and tried to harm Srivas Thakur, got leprosy instantly. Instant karma. This is special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a world record. We don't see that happening now. We wonder, some people, some devotees are offending so much. Why are they not getting leprosy? Why are they not getting cholera? They are not even getting a common cold. In fact, their followers are increasing. No, this is not how we should think. This is not how Srivas Thakur thought about Gopal Chapala. Did he? No. Why? Why should we think like this? If we don't get along, if we have a difference of opinion, yes, we can do something on our own. But we should not think that the other person should lose all the followers. The other person should fall down. The other person should be finished. That is Gopal Chapala mentality. We don't want Gopal Chapala mentality. We want Devakinandan Das mentality. So very deep purport by Srila Prabhupada, very deep instruction by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lot of food for thought, and we all need to do lot of introspection, and we all need to be very careful about our behavior, about our thoughts, because our thoughts will become action, our thoughts will become our words, so we have to be very careful. I thank you all very much for giving me this opportunity to serve you all. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Devakinandan Prabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very nice heart-melting narration and very nice transformation towards the end about Devaki Nandan Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was a very beautiful class as usual. And it was so nice that we discussed this particular verse. So nice. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji? Please ask.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I just have a comment. Thank you so much for a very instructive class. And I especially like your point about how the sadhana has to be strong for the roots to be strong. It's a lesson for myself to become a little bit more diligent and disciplined in my practices. Thank you, Hare Krishna Prabhu. You had me holding my breath when you were going to say that Gopala Chapala's name was changed. And I knew what you were going to say, but I could feel myself holding my breath until you said his name. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Gol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such wonderful, wonderful class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, can I ask a question? Or somebody else has a question?
Please go ahead, Prabhu.
Yeah, Mataji, if somebody else wants to ask, I'll first let them go. I'll ask in the end. Somebody else has a question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the very wonderful class. I just had a question about what you said about the external and internal. The focus should be more on internal and that should manifest externally. Sorry, I'm having a sore throat. My voice is bad. So how do we maintain the focus constantly on the internals? Because what gets expressed is external. So, natural inclination is to chase the externals. So how do we maintain this constant focus on the internals?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. We can maintain focus on the internals by remaining in the association of devotees who are focusing on their internals. By being in the association of sincere devotees who are humble, who have understood the mood and mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's followers and their followers, devotees who have good sadhana, by seeking the association of such devotees, their good qualities also get rubbed onto us. We also can imbibe those qualities. So we should try to seek association of those devotees who are sincere and who focus on their internal growth. Does that make sense, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you.
Because
so much,
it is the association of such devotees which will inspire us to focus on our internals. So we have to seek the association of such sweet devotees who are focused on their internals. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Gaur Keshav Prabhu, you wanted to ask a question. You can go ahead, Prabhu.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Adhikar Prabhu, for a nice class. Prabhu, I had this doubt, while dealing with Vaishnavas, how do we understand that we have actually committed a Vaishnava Aparad, or is it our mind that is giving us wrong signals where we have committed Aparad, but actually it is not an Aparad? How to distinguish between these two annotations?
So, Prabhuji, this is a very important question. like Gopal Chapala, he did not understand that he is committing a Vaishnava Aparadha, because he rationalized it, he justified it to his own mind. So therefore, first of all, we have to have good sadhana so that our thinking becomes clear. Unless we are actively trying to become good devotees, to inculcate humility, inculcate tolerance, and become purified from lust, anger, envy, greed, it is very difficult to have clear thinking. So first of all, we have to try to have good sadhana for self-purification so that we can hear the voice of the Paramatma. Because when we commit aparad, when we commit Vaishnava aparad, our conscience tells us. Conscience is said to be the voice of Paramatma. Tells us. But if we keep doing it again and again, and we choose to not hear, to not pay attention to the voice of the Paramatma, then slowly we become deaf to the voice of the Paramatma. So we have to be very careful. If we have malice against some devotee, if we have some sort of hatred or dislike against a devotee, or if we want a devotee to suffer, and our actions are motivated by these feelings, if our actions towards another devotee are motivated by a feeling to harm that person, then that is Vaishnava Aparadha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day, he did dancing Sankirtan in Jagannath Puri temple for many, 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 many hours. Long Kirtan. He was dancing in full ecstasy. Finally, all the devotees were tired. So Nityananda Prabhu indicated to the Sankirtan leaders to stop the Sankirtan so that devotees could take rest, have prasadam, and then the Kirtan came to an end. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he honored some prasadam and he came to Gambhira. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was so tired that he just entered his room in Gambhira and lay down on the ground immediately. And he was blocking the doorway to his room. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the room and just he lay down across on the floor, wanting to sleep. And following behind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant, Govinda. Govinda's service was that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from the temple of Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have prasadam and then he would go to his room in Gambhira and take rest. And Govinda's service was to sit at his lotus feet and massage the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some time. And once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slept, then he would get up and come and honor his own prasad, take prasadam. That was Govinda's service. But this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laid down across the doorway. There was no way for Govinda to enter the room because he could not step over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is very disrespectful to walk over somebody, to step over somebody. What to speak of stepping over the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You can never do that. You cannot step over somebody. So Govinda requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you please move just a little bit so that I can enter the room because I want to massage your lotus feet. You are very tired. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am so tired that I cannot move. Govinda said, I want to massage your feet. Please move just a little bit so I can come inside the room to do my seva to you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you do what you want, but I cannot move. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell asleep. So what did Govinda do? Govinda took a cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and covered his body with that cloth, begged for forgiveness, and stepped over the transcendental body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and entered the room. And then he sat down at his lotus feet and started massaging with great love the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now the question is, did Govinda commit an aparad? He stepped over the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is an offense. So did he commit an offense? Did he commit an aparad? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke up, after some time, he saw that Govinda was still massaging his feet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Why are you still massaging my feet? You were supposed to leave after I fell asleep and go and take prasadam. Have you taken prasadam? You could not have taken prasadam because you are still here massaging my feet. Why did you not go and take prasadam?" Govinda kept silent. He did not answer. He just looked at the ground and said, "I will go now, Mahaprabhu." And then Mahaprabhu moved aside, and then Govinda quietly went and accepted some prasadam. Govinda was so humble that he did not even reply to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains the heart of Govinda. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Govinda was willing to commit an apparent aparad to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Govinda was not willing to commit an aparad to serve his own stomach. That is the heart of Govinda. To serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was willing to take the risk of committing a so-called aparad. But for his own sense gratification, for his own needs, Govinda was not willing to commit that aparad, same aparad. And he was so humble that he did not even explain this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was so humble that he did not even give this explanation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just kept quiet. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood his heart and smiled, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, for our benefit, explains this to us. So if our mentality is like Govinda, if we are motivated by love, if we are motivated by service attitude, that I have to speak these apparent harsh words to this devotee friend, but I am doing this as a service to help him improve in his Krishna consciousness, then that is not an aparad. But if we are doing that same thing because we cannot control our temper, because we cannot control our envy, or because we want to take revenge, then it is an offense. When our activities are motivated by love, it is not an offense. When our activities are motivated by hatred or envy or anger or ego, then it is an offense. Does that make sense, Gaur Keshav Prabhu?
Yes, perfect, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanavad Pranamar Gurishtu Prabhupada. So wonderful class, Prabhuji, thank you so much. One question, Prabhu. Sometimes intentionally we don't offend devotees, but somehow it happens and they feel bad when we talk like that. But our intention is not to offend them, or we don't want to do like that, Prabhu. But in that case, if we do anything, is that an offense, Prabhu, in such cases?
If we are genuinely unaware of what happened, and if our intentions are not antagonistic towards that devotee, and we come to know that we have hurt that devotee's feelings, then we should try, depending on the time, place and circumstance, to make it up with that devotee by glorifying that devotee, or speaking to that devotee, or even bringing it up and saying, "Prabhu or Mataji, I'm sorry, I think you felt bad, but I did not mean it that way. I'm sorry, I will be more careful in the future." So depending on the relationship, on the time, place and circumstances, we can communicate, we should communicate, and we should make it up as far as possible. And in the future, we should try to be careful. But if it happens unknowingly, unintentionally, then, you know, it is a lesser offense. But when we are motivated by ill feelings, by feelings of hatred or envy, like Gopal Chapala was, then it is a greater offense. When Devananda Pandit was speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was just giving a scholarly presentation of Bhagavatam, and Srivas Thakur came, and Srivas Thakur, he was in ecstasy hearing the words of Bhagavatam, even though the words were being spoken by a Vaishnava, by a non-devotee. In Padma Purana it is said, "A Vaishnava Mukha Grinam Putam Hari Katha Amritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpo Chishtam Yathapaya." That "A Vaishnava Mukha Grinam," when non-devotee speaks, "Putam Hari Katha Amritam," pure Krishna consciousness, pure Hari Katha, "Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam," we should not hear Krishna Katha, Hari Katha being spoken by a non-devotee, by a Vaishnav. Why? Sarpo Chishtam Yatapaya. That just like a sarpa, a snake, has poisoned a drink, poisoned a cup of milk, you will never drink that milk, which has the venom of a poisonous snake in it. Similarly, when Hari Katha comes out of the poisonous mouth of an envious non-devotee, we should not hear it. But Srivas Thakur was such a pure devotee that even though it was coming out from a mouth of a Vaishnava, just hearing the words of Bhagavatam, he went into ecstasy. And then, so that there should be no disturbance in the scholarly, dry, mundane presentation of Devananda Pandit, the students of Devananda Pandit picked up Srivas Thakur and they put him outside. And they came back and the class continued. So Devananda Pandit did not tell his students to pick up Srivas Thakur and get rid of him. Nor did he stop them. So he was not actively involved, but still he became responsible because they were his students. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that in Nectar of Devotion, that a spiritual master should not have too many disciples. Why? Because then when disciples behave like this, the spiritual master gets implicated. What happened because of this offense? It was a lesser offense than what Gopal Chapala did. See, both are offending Srivas Thakur. It's very interesting. Does that make sense? Gopal Chapala also offended Srivas Thakur, but it was more personally. And Devananda Pandit also offended Srivas Thakur. Gopal Chapala gets leprosy, but Devananda Pandit does not get leprosy. Gopal Chapala is told to go and beg forgiveness from Srivas Thakur. Devananda Pandit is not even told that. But Devananda Pandit is heavily chastised. He is ignored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then eventually, after serving Vakreshwar Pandit, then Devananda Pandit is forgiven. So yes, his offense was lesser than Gopal Chapala's. But because his students did it, he was implicated. He should have stopped. He was in a position to stop, but he did not stop it. So similarly, sometimes we may not actively offend somebody. It may happen unknowingly. It may happen passively. It is a lesser offense, but we have to be very careful. And when we find out that somebody has been hurt, we should try to make it up. If bringing it up is too embarrassing for us or for the other person who has been offended, then we have to use our intelligence. But at least we should make it up by talking sweetly, by calling up, communicating. And if situation permits, we should actually bring it up in a subtle way and apologize for it. Because when we open up honestly and honestly apologize, that honesty, that openness, that communication is what cures us of our aparad, offense. Gopal Chapala was not cured because of the embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although it appears like that. But actually, our acharyas explain, and these are their words, they explain that what cured Gopal Chapala was to fall down like a danda in front of Srivas Thakur and beg forgiveness from Srivas Thakur. That is what cured him of his aparad. So, therefore, if possible, we should communicate, and in the future, we should be careful. So, to answer your question, it is a lesser offense, Mataji, but still we should try to make it up. Does that make sense?
Yes,
Vardhana Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Would anyone like to make any corrections or any additions, any comments?
Prabhuji, I have one question. That
yes, ma'am.
Yes, like I don't say that if other, like you know, other devotees, like they are exercising or maybe one of the devotees did something, and like you know, we understand that. That person is really, really good devotee. But in association with other devotees, like, you know, I commit offense. Like, you know, say something, just carried away with what other person sees something, like bad thing happen or some of the actions of that particular devotee. So how I can avoid that? If I'm all by myself, I'm all right. But like if somebody saying something happened and you know, it's like a little mistake of that, like good devotee. And if other people are saying something, then I also, like you know, I also think, or maybe I would just say a few words. So how to get rid of that?
Hare Krishna Mataji, that's a very nice question. So this question comes up in the Mahabharata. Before the war, when Krishna meets Karna,
mm-hmm.
Krishna asks Karna, that Karna, mm-hmm. in the Kuru Sabha, when the Dyutta took place, when the dice game took place after that,
mm-hmm.
how is it that, actually, no, Krishna asks Karna, do you have any regrets? So you mm-hmm. know what Karna says? Karna introspects, he reflects. And Karna surprisingly tells Krishna that actually, Krishna, I don't have any regrets except one. There is only one regret I have, that in the Kuru Sabha, after the dice game, I suggested to Duryodhan and Dushasan that Draupadi should be stripped naked in front of everybody because she is a Dasi now. Karna said, I don't know how I spoke those words. That was quite uncharacteristic of me. Yes, I may be cruel, I may be wicked, I may be a blind follower and supporter of Duryodhan, but asking a respectable lady to be brought in and stripped naked, that is not my swabhav. The only reason I said that, and he, Karna tells Krishna that I introspected, that how did those words come out of my mouth? And when I introspected, the only answer I could get was, I was sitting in the company of Duryodhan and Shakuni. And just to please my friend Duryodhan, I wanted to speak something to encourage him, to please him. And to please him, I said, go, let's strip Draupadi, because I knew he would like that idea. So just to please my friend Duryodhan, I said that, and I regret it. I should not have done that. So that is the only regret that Karna had. And Karna made that horrendous mistake, which cost him his life, is because he got carried away in the association of Duryodhan. So to answer your question, Mataji, yes, this happens. We get affected by our association. Therefore, we have to be very careful and try not to associate too intimately with such devotees who influence us in the wrong direction. Yes, Mataji. Yes, we can associate with them. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna is okay. But associating too intimately, talking too intimately with them, discussing philosophy with them is dangerous. Because then they download all their negativity on us. They download all the gossip, all their wrong notions on us, and we get polluted. So we can have a respectful distance with such devotees. We can have a superficial mingling, but not intimate mingling. Because if we associate intimately with them, then we will get influenced, just like Karna got influenced by Duryodhan and Shakuni. And if we are in a position, we should try to tell them and we should try to help them and guide them in the proper direction. But if we feel they are too influenced and they will not take our suggestion too kindly, then we should keep a respectful distance and just pray for them. But if we are in a position, we should tell them the truth that Prabhu or Mataji, I'm your well-wisher, I'm your friend, but as a friend, I'm telling you confidentially, and don't do it publicly. Tell them confidentially, one-on-one, that I feel that this type of association is really changing your mentality in the wrong direction. So please be careful. I'm still your friend. I'm always your well-wisher, but just be careful because this is not the mood of our acharyas. Like that, we can try to help them.
Right.
Does that make sense, Mataji?
Yeah, a lot. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. It makes give me like so much clear, like, you know, like really very nice. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you for the
Hare
really,
Krishna.
Really, like, not intimate, but like really practical and like this. I will just take it in my heart. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Dasosmi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, Preeti, So, Preeti Vilasini Mataji, I think we have gone over time. Pavitra Mataji, if nothing else, then we should conclude.
Okay, thank you for your time, Prabhuji. Sorry.
No. Thank you.
No problem. Anyone else has any other questions? Okay. So thank you all so much. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for this wonderful class. And thanks to each and everyone who participated so nicely. And a very nice question-answer session. We can end the call now. Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyascha Patita Vyascha Vaishnavya Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Labdabhupada Ki Jai Sri Sri Chaitanya Chalitam Rasa Ki Jai His Grace Adi Gadadar Prabhu Ki Jai
Hare Ki Jai very much
Thank you all Hare Krishna All glories to Srila Prabhupada